What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I'm in here, ladies and gentlemen, chopping it up. Everybody pop on in the room, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to chop it up and get some real straightening going on today, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody retweet this broadcast because we're going to make the room hot. We're going to get some real good straightening going on tonight. But what we're going to do now, while we're getting that together, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Let everybody know we're live, ladies and gentlemen. And don't you move a muscle, because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Have you been feeding your skin quality ingredients? Are you dealing with any type of skin condition such as eczema, hyperpigmentation, body acne, or discoloration? Here at Joy House Essentials, our triple whip shea butter is 100% handmade and whipped to perfection, guaranteeing results you will see and feel instantly. Give your skin the nourishment it deserves and stop using harmful, chemical-based products today. You can find us at www.thejoyhouseshop.net or give us a follow on Instagram at @JHEshop. Joy House Essentials, let's elevate together.
Hey, I'm Marcus. I've been working a dead-end job for years and have been depressed. But then a friend recommended a book reading Guide to Being Black in IT. I read the book and the author took me through scenarios and gave me tips, which took an hour. I practiced using Cloud Labs, got certified, revised my resume, applied for some IT contracts, and got the job. If you're looking to get into IT or even in the field, now this is a must-read book. Go to www.beingblackinit.com.
Check out my new album, it's titled Foundational Black America. Packed full of that woke critical race theory that's scary, yeah. See, we created hip-hop in this North American area, and we must protect our own before they erase and bury you, yeah. Reparations is still our number one criteria. I'm FPA all day, Foundational Black America. Check me out at BossCrilla.com. That's BossCrilla.com.
Tune in to the Amiri Brown Show on YouTube, where they discuss all topics intrinsic to the black experience, from dating and marriage to race, economic, social issues, and politics. Subscribe to the Amiri Brown Show channel and tune in throughout the week. Make Black America great again or die trying.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Okay. You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
Oh, we're back. What's going on, guys? We're here. Let's chop it up, family. How's everybody doing? Are we good, ladies and gentlemen? Are we good out here? Let me see some FBA hands in the room, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into the topic, because we're going to go heavy tonight, it's going to be real heavy. We got to show love and support to everybody down in Florida. I know the weather down there is a beast right now. I hope my Florida family is going to be very safe and secure. I hope you're good out there. Anybody who needs help, we will do what we need to do to help the family out there in Florida. Also, we got to give Arrest in Power to West Coast legend Coolio. Ladies and gentlemen, Coolio from the hit song Fantastic Voyage, Gangsta's Paradise, very well loved and respected brother out here in Los Angeles. My brother passed today. He passed away. They found him dead today. He was 59 years old. The story just broke like an hour or so ago. I don't know the details of my brother's death. I know that, you know, my man had some issues, some substance issues in the past. So I don't know if that was a contributing factor, but RIP to that brother, man. He was a very loved and respected brother out here on the West Coast and worldwide, man, worldwide. Coolio was a very lovable, likable guy. So RIP to that brother. RIP to him. I see people packing up in the room. So let's get down to some business. Let's get down to some business that's been going on some of these Twitter streets. And really, it's the Twitter streets, because we got to be clear. There's a lot of folks out here who need to understand what grassroots means. We got to get some straightening here, because there's a lot of funny style stuff going on these Twitter streets, and we're going to get some stuff cleaned up. Let me keep people abreast of what's happening, since if you don't know. Now, this past weekend, it was a great weekend for reparations, for the reparations movement. Several people got together. There were rallies around the country. There were hearings and situations where people were allowed to speak on reparations meetings out here in California. We had a big reparations panel down in Atlanta. So we were really boosting the message of reparations from all fronts. And like I said Sunday, it was a leaderless situation. It wasn't centralized. Wasn't a centralized situation. There wasn't one group or anybody organizing all of this stuff. A lot of stuff came together from different people, which is how it's supposed to be. And I shouted some people out, not too many. I shouted a few people out Monday after the weekend was over. And some of the people that I shouted out the very next day got on Twitter space and started to just disparage the hell out of me, talk greasy about me. I mean, these cats were going in and, I mean, for hours, just going in on me. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm on a plane. I didn't know none of this was happening. I get off my plane and I look at Twitter and they're like, hey, such and such, all these people from Secure the Tribe, these dudes, and for those who don't know, Secure the Tribe, it's a couple of guys off Twitter space. And to be honest, I don't know who all is in Secure the Tribe. I don't know who all the members of Secure the Tribe is. It's some cats from Twitter space. We correspond. I don't even know what the dudes look like, to be honest. A couple of them, because I've never really looked at your profile pictures. I've corresponded tweeting here and there, but I don't really, some of those dudes, I don't even know what they look like. But I look, if you're talking about reparations, shout you out. So some of these guys who I've been pretty cordial with, even though some of these guys from Secure the Tribe, well, damn near all of them, not all, but damn near, they've been taking little shots for the past few months, and I've been hearing about these dudes taking shots. You see what I'm saying? And let me, this Secure the Tribe thing, let's back up for a minute. Let's back up so people can get clarity. There was a Twitter space in January. I think Mel from the Secure the Tribe thing started a topic. It was him who started the topic on Twitter space. What do Black Americans get from immigration? And I came in the Twitter space. I came in and a bunch of people followed me in, and then the space popped off. And then he let me co-host it. So we were hosting for hours, just going in on tethers. And it blew, it was like, it got up to, I think, damn near 30,000 almost, 30,000 people in the Twitter space. It was a huge space. So that gave those guys some shine because they started it. And a lot of people thought I started it, but I didn't. So that was their come up. that space. It blew up. Now, the other day I heard one of the dudes talking like that Twitter space gave me some shine. Like, yeah, if it wasn't for that Twitter space we had, Tariq wouldn't be doing all these interviews and stuff. So then, you know, cats are sitting here trying to flip it as if that space did me some kind of favor. And this, that's really what this stuff is about. It was more than 30,000. Yeah, it was a lot of people in there. It was a lot of people in there. It was a legendary space. But let's be clear. I want everybody to be clear, guys. Y'all know that space blew up because I went in there. And y'all know that deep down. People started following me in the room. I have half the damn media press follow me on Twitter, so everybody followed me in there, and then it started blowing up. People were talking about it. And I don't want no credit. I don't give a shit about no credit for it because it wasn't a come up for me. That gave you guys shine. Nobody knew who you guys were. And people really don't know who you are. Even on Twitter spaces, people don't really know who you are. That's not a diss. Let's just talk reality right now. Because what happens is sometimes guys get a little shine on Twitter. And then sometimes when people are online all the time, they online shit becomes bigger than what it is. You know, online stuff becomes a little bigger than what it is. So you start thinking that you're popping off more than you're popping off. Okay? So a lot of these cats, man, and Mel, and Mel, we found old tweets of him when he was rocking with Scam Master J. Mel had been throwing shots at me way before we found tweets, and then he apologized, and I'm like, yeah, nigga. But I keep that in my back pocket because I'm not, you know, when I see a nigga talking that greasy, I see you. Yeah, you apologizing, but I see you, my brother. You already felt a certain way, and I'm just waiting on you to flip bad at any moment. So, and sure enough, they're going to do that. So I already expect that. That's why I keep niggas at arm's length. But with that Twitter space that blew up because I went in there, let's be clear, it blew up because I went in there. That wasn't no come up for me. In fact, that was almost a negative for me because what happened was, guys, Mel, all of you guys got some shine. Some more people got to know you. You got a few more followers. That was good for you. But what happened to me, I got the blowback. All of the negative press fell down on me. All of the articles about that, because there were dozens of articles written about that by a lot of tethers in the international press, going in on me talking about how I'm hating on Nigerians, or that nigga Tariq, oh, the international press was on my ass. Yeah, in the real world, I had to get the blowback from that shit. Y'all go Google some of them articles from January, early February about me. Horrible articles about me. That wasn't no come up for me at all, but it's whatever. I don't trip on that. So now they get a little shine, and now they're hosting spaces and doing their thing, and some of the spaces get real messy. Some of y'all brothers, y'all, you know, be in the spaces going off on folks who's trying to support you, and just some of these spaces are just all over the place. But hey, you do you. I ain't tripping on none of that stuff. As long as people are talking about reparations, I'm good. But then later on, you get to hearing little whispers. Hey, man, those Secure the Tribe dudes are saying this, saying that. All right. Well, whatever. I ain't tripping on it. And then you have the Yaya chick. There's a chick named Yaya. That's like their mama. That's like the Twitter mama for them, for Secure the Tribe. Mama Yaya. They even call her Mama Yaya. So she's like the Twitter space mama for them. And I see when she comes in, you know, she's an older broad. She's like, you know, mid-50s, like 53, something like that. And most of those guys are kind of young. They're in their 20s. Most of them are young dudes. So she's the Twitter mom for them dudes. And a lot of times what I'm seeing, she gets to putting some batteries in their backs. Yeah, they call her mama. Yeah, they call her mama. So I'm just setting the backstory of what's happening here. That's her on the screen here, looking like an old 70s hoe. That's her on the screen. So let's fast forward. I'm just giving you the backstory about what's going on and who the Secure the Tribe guys are. And again, the first dude to really jump out the window was that Czech dude. It was a dude named Czech connected with Secure the Tribe. And I guess he felt that, you know, he was going to draw first blood by jumping out the window on me, just literally for no reason. Just hop up. How come you didn't come to the pull up? You feel me? All that, just some random bullshit. And then I had to package him and get him sent. I took care of him. So the other cats, I know how it is. And I knew some of them guys were going to try to throw shots because I know deep down they didn't like that I had to pack up one of their comrades. So I knew that they were going to come with something. And Mama Yaya must have put a battery in their back. Well, we're going to get some straightening going on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we're going to get some straightening. We're going to talk about all this stuff. So let's fast forward. So this weekend, they are all in the Twitter spaces going in, disrespecting me, disparaging me, making up some convoluted reason, talking about I didn't support their pull-ups enough, which is some bogus jive-ass justification. When people have a weak justification to just jump out the window at you, it's some other stuff going on there. They were already just waiting for an opportunity to jump. Sound like somebody gave them some orders. But the one who was spearheading it was Mama Yaya. Little stanky grandma. She seemed like, and look, I don't really pay attention to those guys because, again, I hear about these little messy spaces. I peeped in one or two of them, and usually it's just niggas in there arguing, just talking about random. It's not the kind of conversation that I really get into, but and that's fine. It's not my job to be a part of everybody's conversation, but a lot of stuff, you know, it's a lot of bickering, and I don't get into that. I don't really listen to what they do. So they're sitting up here with some fake outrage that I was supposed to support their pull-ups. I didn't retweet their pull-ups. I don't follow those people, so I don't really know when your pull-ups are happening. And from what I'm hearing, they were being somewhat secretive about the pull-ups and they weren't letting people know until the last minute. So this whole fake outrage, like I'm supposed to support something that I don't even know about, that's all cap. That ain't the real reason. That's a weak reason. Cats wanted to jump out the window anyway because of a lot of hate, a lot of envy, a lot of jealousy. And niggas up here following an old decrepit hood rat like Yaya, who's the mama, who's acting like the de facto leader for these niggas. And this is why, men, you don't follow hood rats and ratchets. There's danger to following hood rats and ratchets. Now, this Yaya chick, she's an older broad. She comes from that, remember Zaza Ali and, you know, Michi X? She comes from that vibe. There's a pattern with these weird old broads who come around these black empowerment circles with these real shady backgrounds. They're always talking this jive-ass 70s talk using this outdated slang. So she does that. She talks in these real outdated colloquialisms, this soul-ass 70s disco-ass, listen here, motherfuckers, I's gonna do what I wants to do, and these niggas are gonna respect my name. Can you dig it? It's that type of, you know. And a lot of these dudes out here who grew up with hood rat mothers, who grew up with single mothers who were hood rats, that's what they're used to. They're used to old hood rat broads raising them. So a lot of them niggas will gravitate towards a Yaya, a Michi, people like that. Because a lot of you were raised by little stanky former crack whores. And this Yaya chick is giving me crack ho vibes. I've been hearing things, but I'm not going to even go into the rumors. I want to get into some facts here. But yeah, she's giving crack ho vibes, former crack ho auntie vibes. By the way she talks and by the way she acts and a lot of this jive talk nonsense and disrespecting people out the blue. And again, this weekend, there were people showing up to some of the rallies, and I'm calling them rallies, And she was disrespecting some other women who were showing up. Our sister Kali Collins went to the rally in L.A. This Yaya chick was disrespecting Kali. Connie talking about, yeah, she showed that bitch just showed up for a photo op. Can you dig it, sucker? So this person is just coming with some real weird energy. And this is the thing. What happened this weekend was supposed to be positive, correct? It was supposed to be positive. After all of the events and rallies and what they call pull-ups, and we shouldn't be using that word, because I shouted out the rally and this funky, musty mammy, Yaya, hopped on the Twitter space. Well, he gave us a shout out, but he calling it a rally. That nigga know it's a pull-up. Let me tell y'all brothers something. That's real weird for this person to sit here and try to use hostile, inflammatory terms about these events, knowing what was going down this weekend and looking at the press that it's getting. In some cities, some of the mainstream media, they're talking about, yeah, some armed radical groups were marching for reparations. And when you sit up here trying to point to people saying, hey, this person, that dude here and that dude there, organized a pull-up where there were armed people. And if you look at some of the footage, I think down in Texas or one of them cities, some of the dudes were walking around like, yeah, we shoot back. We shoot back. So you don't want to centralize that. You don't want to start pointing people out. I'm damn sure not going to start pointing people out and naming people. So she's up here trying to disparage me for not naming people. I'm not going to do that. When you see folks out here, them alphabet boys, yeah, they got RBG flags all over the place. And I don't, it's all over the place. As long as you're talking about reparations, I ain't about to start pointing people out. So you don't know what's going on out here. I saw a space earlier where, shout out to Rilla. There was a woman who went to one of them in one of the cities in the South. She said that there was somebody at one of those pull-ups with a clipboard trying to take people's names. Taking people's names and addresses and getting information, saying, hey, if you want to be a part of this pull-up, you know, give us your information, give us your email, give us your name and your number. So it was some real weird stuff I've been hearing about what's been going on this weekend with these pull-ups. So this thing about trying to centralize it and name certain people, that's a real weird thing. And fellas, y'all better stop listening to hood rats like this. Get you in a trick bag. Let me tell you something about ratchets like this Yaya lady. And she's from Richmond, California, so she's a Cali rat. California hood rats are a little bit different, guys. Let me explain some to you about California hood rats. And hood rats don't represent all the sisters out here. Let's be very clear. That's why we have to differentiate the hood rats from the normal sisters who got their heads right. But the Cali hood rats out here, I want y'all to understand, especially these old over the hill ones, they like to put niggas in situations that put them in danger. And not just hood rats out here, a lot of hood rats kind of in general, but I know for a fact out here, a lot of hood rats will try to get brothers in situations that put them in danger. They will deliberately try to get them in situations like that. They kind of get off on that. Put niggas in dangerous scenarios. California is real big for that. Listen, half the niggas, I won't even say half, I say 80% of the dudes in jail in California are in jail because some goofy hood rat put them in a twist somehow. Some goofy ass hood rat done put a nigga in a twist out here somehow and he ended up in jail. 80% of the niggas in jail right now, some hood rat done twisted them up or got them in a situation they shouldn't have been in. They get you twisted up out here. The hood rats love putting niggas in dangerous situations. They think that's cute. They like sitting up here bringing you somewhere where the other nigga is going to be, knowing there's going to be an altercation. They love doing shit like that. The hood rats are big on that type of shit. Out here in California, man. Well, look at the PNB Rock situation. That goofy broad, and people are like, oh, don't judge her. But look, I can almost guarantee she was like, hey, let's go to Roscoe's over there on Manchester on the east side. And then she was the one up here putting the location all on social media. And then right after she posted that on social media, they came and clipped the dude. And they just got the suspect. They got one of the suspects. And like I said, the suspect is a 17-year-old dude. They said his dad was the getaway driver. They're looking for his dad. And they got his stepmom. They got her as an accessory. I told you, they're going to round a whole bunch of people up. I told y'all that weeks ago when the murder happened. I said, they're about to start hitting everybody up. Anybody connected to that criminal, they're going to start hitting people up as accessories. And if they find out he's in a gang or connected with a gang, they're going to hit them with some RICOs. So, yeah, they're going to hit them with injunctions. I already said that. But like I said, man, a lot of these ratchets, they get a lot of folks twisted up and they get off on it. A lot of niggas sit up here with these ratchets and end up in jail, and these ratchets are off with the next nigga. You dig? So, this chick sitting up here trying to get dudes to stand in front of these pull-ups and put their name on it, knowing that the narrative is being spun, and they're trying to get names on folks, and they would love to start putting extremist charges on people who want to take responsibility, which you shouldn't do, but this chick is up here putting batteries in niggas' backs. Because she'll sit back cockeying and kikiing. You dig? So you better watch out for that. And here's the thing. These folks hopped in their rooms talking about me after their pull-ups. If your pull-ups were successful, you need to pop your collar and you need to be talking about what the next move is. If your pull-ups were successful, or if you felt your pull-ups were successful, you would have been talking about what the next move is. But no, y'all in the rooms bickering about what the hell I'm doing, and I have nothing to do with any of you. So what is that really about? What is that really about? Yeah, the hood rat is listening. Of course they're listening, and they're all listening. Let's get this thing together. What is this really about? Because, see, when people come up with these weak excuses, that sounds like, you know, it sounds real agent and oppie. When folks come up with a weak excuse to attack some random person who's influential for nothing, that's that ADOS stuff. Remember when I was going to have the Foundation of Black American Conference, I was cool with Tone and those guys. I wasn't really rocking with them, but I was cordial with them. And then Tone and those guys had to come up with some real weak ass excuse to attack me. Because they couldn't just do it out the blue. They would have looked like haters. So Tone started rambling on about some opportunity zones. Talking about, yeah, Tariq is up here talking about opportunity zones, and opportunity zones ain't going to work. I'm like, Nick, what are you talking about? And he's up here babbling about, because I retweeted something about opportunity zones. It was some shit I retweeted that was shaming the Democrats. I don't give a shit about opportunity zones. But Tone was sitting up here rambling on about me supporting opportunity zones, and then the truth came out after about an hour of him with this bad faith argument about opportunity zones. The truth came out. Yeah, Tariq is supporting opportunity zones, and by the way, why is he having a competing conference down in Atlanta? There it is. That's what this is about. Yeah, somebody put a battery in their back to tell them to come up with some jive-ass excuse. And then, all of a sudden, around the same time, Michi X jumped out the window. I've never corresponded with her, never mentioned her. All of a sudden, she started jumping out the window, disparaging me. For no reason at all, and her weak excuse was, she was standing up for ADOS. You know how weak that excuse is? That's somebody putting a battery in her back. So these people come up with these real weak excuses. That's somebody putting a battery in their back. Remember when I had the beef with Zaza Ali? Again, that's another person never interacted with. Never interacted with her, never even acknowledged her. But she jumped out the window. Yeah, I got to go in on Tariq because of a post. He posted some women in bikinis on his page. It was just some real weak bullshit to justify some mission that they got sent to them. But so now these people, they feel a certain way about their pull-ups. And look, my thing is, the optics worked if we stay on message. There were several small pull-ups around the country. And then we had our big event down in Atlanta. The California had the Reparations Task Force public hearings. So all of that, all of these small events and the big events put together, you just putting the message out there and you can say, hey, look, all over the country, the messaging is getting out there. But Mama Yaya and Secure the Tribe and all of these guys, they kind of feel a certain way about some of their pull-ups. I think deep down, they feel like their pull-ups were not successful. Because truth be told, there was a handful of people at most of them. Most of the pull-ups, there was like 10 people here, 15 people here, even with Yaya. And she's up there in the Bay. Only 16 people came to her joint. And niggas up here talking about all the clout and the pull she got up there in the Bay. She don't have no clout or no pull. If you can only get 16 people, and I'm not even hating on that. Because it's all about the overall messaging. But don't hop up here talking this big bad shit like you some boss chick in the streets. And we're supposed to big you up and bow down to you. And baby, you can only get 16 people to your joint. You ain't really running nothing like that, sweetie. You get 16 people to your joint and you want to walk around here like you Winnie Mandela. No, ma'am. You ain't there yet, ma'am. And some of these other cats, y'all got like, down in L.A., it was like, what, it looked like about 8 people at the quote-unquote pull-up in L.A. It looked literally about 8 people. Not hating on them. But yeah, don't sit here and start talking about how you running things and how you the grassroots, you're not a factor. And I think there's a jealousy thing there too with some of these cats, because I do these events, a lot of people come out. I do these events and things pop off. You dig? And certain people feel a certain way. And they're very successful. And they're like, well, damn, how come this dude gets all this respect and success and we don't? Let's jack some clout from him. See, again, that's that hood rat dusty nigga mentality. When you got a hood rat leading you, they teach you hood rat values. Just like a lot of dusty niggas are out here running around raised by Cali rats doing smash and grabs. Ain't got no hustle in them. Niggas don't know how to go out here and really get some hustle game going on. They're taking these suicide missions, doing smash and grabs and home invasions, all of these dirtbag crimes. It don't work like that in this arena. You can't run up and be hostile to somebody who has respect and they have influence, and you can't come and jack that. You're not going to come and insult me and jack my influence and jack my respect. You can't jack respect, players. You got to earn that shit, niggas. You can't jack it, man. You got to earn it, homies. Let me talk some manhood shit to you, fellas. Secure the Tribe, brothers. Your mama ain't going to tell you the truth. And let me say this, man, because a lot of these dudes up in these spaces with this Yaya broad, and her real name is Kamji Ansley. I made some calls to the Bay. We got our real info. Y'all be forgetting that I'm connected out here, man. In every city, I know somebody who knows somebody who know you. You better believe I know somebody who knows somebody who know you. Let me tell you what the grassroots is, because some of these dudes, some of Secure the Tribe, they were like, we the real grassroots. You ain't the grassroots. You a nigga in grass. You standing outside don't mean you grassroots. Y'all cut all this goofy shit out. Niggas be out here. We outside. Cut that we outside shit. Nigga, homeless people are outside. What are you doing outside and who are you influencing outside, nigga? It's about who you are influencing out here. It's about who you influence out here on the streets. What clout do you have on the streets? What respect do you have on the streets? What power moves can you make on the streets? I ain't talking about no goofy nigga smash and grab shit. I'm talking about some power moves. When you can do that and move some shit on the streets when you outside, that's grassroots. Other than that, you just a nigga in the grass. Y'all stop hollering about you grassroots just because you stood outside and took some pictures with a reparation sign. That ain't it. You got to do more work than that, baby. You're not going to be on my level just because you stood outside. Now, hey, where's my clout? It don't work like that, nigga. I've been in this game for 25 years in the public sphere, earning respect like that, baby. I've been doing this from top to bottom. As my brother Kenny Ivey said, from the streets to the executive suites, I can do it. Do you understand? Y'all be forgetting, look, just because I do television and revolt, nigga, I know folks, I'm fucking with street niggas still. I might go to the Bay tomorrow. I'm trying to get my schedule together because Kenny Red, OG hustler Kenny Red, his funeral is tomorrow up there in the Bay. I'm trying to see if I can go up there to pay respect to the Bay Area family. Nigga, the Bay Area, them niggas laced me with game when I was a youngin'. Oh, I got a lot of love from the Bay. Them Bay Area niggas laced me lovely when I was a youngin'. Oh, I still fuck with the street folks. I'm still cool with the street folks. Oh, I do this. But the thing is, man, don't get out here and stand around with a couple of signs and then start talking about how you the grassroots. You haven't gotten your weight up yet. You haven't went out here and earned no respect for people to follow you like that and really go by what you saying and really follow your next move, because niggas stay online arguing and bickering on Twitter spaces. That ain't it. And y'all following the lead of your mama. Mama Yaya. Mama Yaya ain't shit. And let me say this. Let me draw the line here, because see, there's a lot of confusion going on with a lot of this stuff because it's all in the air. And again, people been complaining about the Secure the Tribe dudes and all of that stuff. And Mama Yaya, let me say this. Fuck Mama Yaya for life and everybody down with her. That's where I am. I ain't rocking with none of you. Anybody down with Mama Yaya, Kenji, Ansley, I'm not rocking with her, nor am I rocking with you. I'm gonna be very clear. Let's get all this stuff straight, because it's too much raggedy shit going on. Yeah, they were hating on our brother TBA. Let's just make it real clear. Any of you niggas rocking with that broad, because what I really don't like, not only was she disparaging me, she's been saying little shit, slick shit about my family, my wife, my babies, and a lot of some of these niggas, I've been hearing some of these tribe niggas saying little comments about my kids and all that. And I heard a little one or two comments with this chick just bringing my infant up and all of that sucker shit while she's talking disrespectful. So yeah, gloves are off with me. When you up here mentioning my kid for any reason, especially when you coming at me disrespectfully and you just bringing my children up, fuck you for life. All you bitch niggas that were sitting in there cockeying and kikiing with this little musty funky broad, fuck all you niggas. That's where we are, buddies. All of you can eat a dick. You rock with her, you are against me. I can't make it no more clearer. Because these hood rats cultivating bitch niggas, I don't want to be around that kind of energy. And I don't want that energy around me. You understand what I'm saying? And when a goofy broad like that bringing up my family and a baby and y'all bitch niggas in there cockeying and kikiing, fuck all of y'all niggas. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Secure the Tribe, I don't fuck with y'all. Your brand is tainted, my G's. Your brand is tainted. You let your mama fuck your little brand up. I ain't messing with none of y'all. If you're messing with her, I'm good. Your whole brand is tainted. That's what it is. And this chick is up here talking about, well, we're supposed to acknowledge her. Well, damn it, let's acknowledge your little old bummy ass. Because you're not no boss chick. You a triple B. That's a bummy bitch from the Bay. Yeah, let's acknowledge you, Mama Yaya. Let's acknowledge this goofball. She's been doing real goofy, weirdo stuff. I haven't really paid too much attention to this broad, but she's been on some goofy stuff. She's been doing stuff like this, talking about she's supporting the Confederate flag. She was on some real weirdo stuff. It's a real weird broad. You dig? And she's talking all of this disco 70s stuff like she's calling shots. Baby, you're not calling no shots. You're not Griselda Blanco out here on the streets. Nobody rocks with you like this. You like, you got former crack hoe energy. And they're saying that the chick did 15 years in jail for some conspiracy stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So this is kind of explaining a lot. This is kind of explaining a lot here, ladies and gentlemen. But this chick right here, Yaya, who the hell is she? Who is this broad? Who the hell is she? Who is she exactly? Because they were talking about, we need to hold our new black media accountable. Oh, just all types of goofy shit. Let's hold everybody accountable. Let's hold Mommy Yaya accountable. Let's hold her accountable. And find out who the hell is she and why is she always running around talking reckless. Who is this bummy ass broad? Who is she? Let's get into some of this woman's criminal activity. This woman has a long criminal record. This woman has a history of criminality. This woman has a track record of criminality going back to the 80s. Uh-oh, are we going there? Did y'all think I wasn't going to bring receipts? Oh, y'all didn't think I was bringing receipts. Oh, yes, I'm bringing receipts. I'm bringing receipts tonight. Let's bring receipts tonight. This woman has a long history. This is her back in 1990. God damn, you've been doing crap. Oh, this is some stuff here. This woman got judgments against her. Hold on, look at some of this stuff where, hold on, people having to sue this broad because she's trying to break and enter in people's houses. What the hell is that about? Forceful entry? Was she trying to break into a Section 8? What was she doing? What kind of bummy broad is this? Forcible entry and all of this stuff and people having to sue her? Is she trying to break into the housing project apartment she got evicted out of? Yes, court records. This is a raggedy bummy broad that niggas are letting put a battery in their back. Forceful entry? Was this hood rat throwing bottles at windows trying to break in? What is this? Come on. Uh-oh. Come on, family. This is a criminal charge of this bummy broad going back to 1988. Family, that was the golden age of hip-hop. That's Al B. Sure album was out. This dirty broad has been out here committing crimes since Al B. Sure album came out. That woman got a PC-508. Do you know what that is, guys? She got a PC-508. That's embezzlement. Let's look at this right here. That's embezzlement. So that's embezzlement from your employer. So that woman was at a job stealing money from the employer. What kind of dirtbag is this, guys? What kind of bummy ass hood rat is this? This is crack hoe stuff. This is y'all mama? This is who y'all getting to put a battery in your back? This old bummy felonious ass broad? This bitch been doing crime since Rob Bass was out. Damn. Family. Now look at the pattern here. I want you to look at the pattern. Remember Zaza Ali, who was on that bullshit? Remember Zaza Ali had embezzlement charges, right? Remember her? She had those embezzlement charges and all of a sudden, the charges went away and she's out here stirring up bullshit and then she disappears. Remember, Leechy X's musty ass, she got some criminal charges. Leechy X, and now she's out here stirring up bullshit. So this broad got these criminal charges going back to the damn 80s. You dig? And here's another charge that's very interesting right here. 94, she had a charge, but look, it's unspecified. Did they seal the file? What is that about? You see, that's the thing that trips me up when these people do these, they engage in all of this criminality, and then all of a sudden, they get some files that's sealed, and you don't know what kind of deal they done made. Did she make some kind of deal? Did this woman make some kind of deal? This woman has been out here committing crimes since MC Hammer album first came out. You better know who these people are, man. You better know who these people are running around here talking reckless for no damn reason. And they got some unspecified charges as if their court case has been sealed for some reason. I'm just showing you some receipts that I have, family. I'm just showing you the receipts. But this broad, it's some real weird stuff going on with her. And this is her right here in these ugly ass boots. Look at this is like former crack ho vibes with these ugly ass boots she's walking around with. This is not a normal broad. She's supposed to be an interior decorator and she dresses like an 80s hoe from a Rick James video. She got on some Rick James boots, some ugly ass thigh high boots with her flabby ass thighs, looking like a methed out Powerpuff Girl. What's going on with you, dear? I'm getting crackhead auntie vibes. Yeah, I'm getting Cookie Lion vibes. They come out of jail. It's that Cookie Lion from Empire. You get out of jail and you dress real tacky. This is her. Yeah, I covered a dude up. I don't want to let him get some loose strays on this. But yeah, baby, them boots ain't it, baby. Them boots ain't it. I don't know. You have to be on some kind of narcotic to think that them ugly ass boots were it. You look like a Section 8 superhero. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Welfare Woman flying over Sally's Beauty Supplies. You goofball. I'm getting crackhead vibes. And family. This broad is out here doing real weird stuff, twerking and all this stuff. Hold on, let me show some of the weird twerk videos. She's looked like she probably went to jail at a young age in her youth. Now she got out of jail and she has to relive the youth, but she's old and flabby and the shit looks weird. So she's doing all of this weird ass stanky looking twerking and it's just crackheadish looking. Hold on. There's another brother. Shout out to Rich right here. This is Brother Rich. This is Rich from back in January. He's been calling. He's like, hey, man. He's been calling her hood rat ass out. Shout out to Rich. He was like, hey, live footage of Queen Mama Yaya of the infamous Secure the Tribe group twerking at the tender age of 53. Some people had a problem with me calling them hood rats. Then what is this? So this is her. I ain't gonna play the audio. Hold on. So this is her with this, that looks disgusting. And y'all letting this person lead you and put a battery in your back? That's who you're letting put a battery in your back and showing up, sticking your ass out at the pull-ups? Is this a clout thing? Is this what we doing? Is this what's happening? I mean, come on, man. Let's keep it a bone. I mean, I got some more twerk videos of her. Hold on. Let me show some more twerk videos of her. With this nasty ass crack mama twerking. This shit looks ridiculous. Hold on. This is her with this struggle twerking with this flabby body. And I heard she was on live now talking about how good her ass looked. Ma'am, no. With your gunt and that wide flat ass, you're not it, ma'am. You can't speak on nobody. You can't speak. Oh, my God. Look at that, ma'am. Look at that wide, flabby, flat ass, ma'am. That ass doesn't look good. That ass does not look good, ma'am. Let me take it back. Your ass don't look good. Your ass looks like a bag of Chuck E. Cheese tokens with all of the craters and pot marks in it. That doesn't look good, baby. That's crackhead talk, where crackheads don't have no sense of identity. They just do shit and don't know how ridiculous they look. That ain't it, baby. You can't be on Twitter Spaces talking greasy about nobody, especially babies. And you looking like this, your body is janky like this, and you think this is the shit. No, ma'am. No, look at that. That's not it. Ma'am, you look like we need to call life alert. I've fallen and I can't get up. Come on. with your dry Chaka Khan wig and all that. Come on, you can't be that chick talking greasy about people, ma'am. You're not the one. And y'all goofy niggas following this broad. You made this broad your mama. Bitch ass niggas. Making a person who clearly looks like they're on the narcotic or just got off of it. You're making that your mama? Who raised you, bitch niggas, as T.K. Kirkland would say? Who raised you? Let's stop playing games here. Yeah, when you start talking about just mentioning my kid, and some people were trying to explain, well, she mentioned your baby, but it wasn't like that. You got to understand the context. You don't mention my kid in no context, especially when you talking disrespectful. Yeah, you don't mention my kid in no aspect. Not when you talking crazy and you looking like this. Your ass looks like a box spring. No. You can't talk about my kid at all. This raggedy broad looking like a turkey with no tail feathers with that raggedy ass. No, you can't talk about nothing. You can't say nothing about nobody connected with me. Is this who you niggas are following behind, brothers? This broad, knock-kneed as hell, look like a damn ostrich with an EBT card. Come on, man. Let's stop playing around. Where's some other pictures of her no-dressing ass? She can't dress to save her life. Bad built. Look at these ugly-ass boots. This is the ugly boot queen. This motherfucker dressed like a reject from the Pussycat Dolls. Showing off that little old crackhead body, that ain't the business. Come on. Dressing in these monkey ass outfits, looking like a dancer for Oaktown 357, just out of style, no swag. Come on. Good Lord. I don't want to even go there, but I gotta go there. With the struggle cheeks. Where's the struggle cheeks again? Hold on. Look at that. Ass looked like it got stung by a swarm of hornets. Good Lord. Where's the twerk video again? Yeah, I'm going in on your little old raggedy Ashvin and Simpson perm having ass. Hold on. Where's the part? Ugh. Lord. Big, wide, old school coochie. Ugh. Look at that big, wide cootie cat. Yo coochie is wide and old. Yo coochie looks like the Underground Railroad. Her coochie look like Harriet Tubman is gonna jump out of it and rescue slaves and run back. Sit your ass down somewhere, broad, and get you some damn act right. God damn. Got these idiots out here running their damn mouths. Everybody ain't to be followed, these funny style ass niggas. These goofball broads leading you dumb niggas astray. Y'all niggas will follow these, but good Lord. Were these the kind of broads who raised you? Niggas, do better. Let me talk to the men. Do better, niggas. You don't let no damn old hood rat disrespect you by leading you astray. Do better, niggas. Anyway, y'all, let me get out of here, man. I said what I had to say. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We just had to get some straightening, ladies and gentlemen. We had to get some straightening going on. Anyway, go check out my book, Foundational Black American Race Baiter, on Amazon or officialfba.com. Ladies and gentlemen, officialfba.com. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get all the Hidden Colors film. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com. I hope this was somewhat constructive, but we got to get some straightening. We got to get some straightening here. We got to draw a line in the sand. And let me say this too. Let me say, because this is another thing. We're going to have to start getting a lot of people straight and packing a lot of people up. We're going to have to start getting a lot of people straight and packing a lot of people up. Let me say this before I go. Because see, a lot of stuff, sometimes when people are like low-key slick dissing, a lot of times when people are low-key slick dissing, yeah, I don't really trip on it, but we're going to have to start getting people right. We're going to have to start getting people right. Listen, some of these folks out here, some of these people out here who are talking slick, we're going to have to start calling them out. We're going to have to start making people just come on out with it. Because see, this thing about people making these little slick comments in these places, we're going to have to start making people put that shit on the table and not let it bubble up like that. Because I'm not going to roast somebody right now, but let me throw some out there, because I see people kind of making little comments. This one brother, Taharka Bay, I see you, brother. I want you to say whatever you got to say with your chest, brother. Taharka Bay, you're listening. Brother Taharka Bay, say whatever you got to say to me or about me with your chest, brother. Because Taharka Bay, I've been seeing a couple of little videos you've been making, and you've been making little slick comments under the fake guise of, well, I'm just trying to get some understanding about Brother Tariq and FBA. I'm just trying to get some understanding. Brother, don't do that. That's some punk shit, brother. You doing little slick shit. Say the shit with your chest, brother. Taharka Bay. It's a brother named Taharka Bay. He has a channel on here. Say the shit with your chest, brother Bay. Because I ain't really got a problem with you. Some of the stuff, I've seen some of your stuff. It's been some pretty good stuff from what I've seen, Brother Taharka Bay. But brother, this ain't the road you want to go down, bro. Taharka Bay, this ain't it, brother. Brother Taharka Bay, trust me, this ain't it. I promise you this ain't it, brother. Don't play. This is Taharka Bay. Let me show y'all. This is Taharka Bay right here. This is for those who don't know. This is Taharka Bay. Brother Taharka Bay, this ain't it, bro. He's a Moorish brother, part of the Moor Signs Temple. Brother Taharka Bay, this ain't it, bro. You too easy for me, brother. I rock with you, man. I think you do some good stuff. Don't play, though, brother. You too easy for me, Brother Taharka Bay. You way too easy, brother. Brother, you already look like a Roblox character. Brother, don't let me go down that road with you. I pray that you take the high road. Because I will go low, brother. It will not be pretty, Brother Taharka. I rock with you, brother. When I give a nigga a warning, take that warning, brother. When I give a motherfucker a warning, you better take that warning. You real easy for me, brother. Cut that slick dissing shit out, bro. Say that shit with your chest. Nigga, you are way too easy. With how you look, you are too easy for me, brother. You don't understand. Will y'all tell this nigga the level of petty that I go with niggas? Will y'all please explain to niggas do they not know the level of petty I will go with these niggas? Don't do it, brother. Yeah, my man, he gets into a lot of plebiscite babbling and all of that stuff, brother. I'm giving you a chance, brother. I'm giving you a lifeline right here, brother. Don't do it. Just don't do it, brother. Let me give you that lifeline, my brother. Let me give you that lifeline and just take the lifeline and do good stuff. Don't try to get no clout off me, brother, because it's gonna go somewhere that's going to be real petty and messy. It's going to be real damn petty and messy. Oh, nigga, cartoon, nigga. Somebody said, nigga, brother, you already got the look. You already got the look, brother. Please don't make me do it. Please, please. Please, around, dude, and it's about to be Christmas, boy. I will have some Christmas dolls out. I have some shit out by the holidays. Brother, you don't want it. Oh, brother, but Taharka Bay, you do good stuff. You ain't gotta poke the bear, brother. You do good stuff, man. Just do good stuff. Don't go here. Don't go there, brother. You do good stuff. I've seen some of his stuff. Some of it is good. Some of this stuff is good. Don't go there, brother. Don't go there. I don't want to do it to you, brother. I would feel bad if I did it to you, brother, to be honest. Yo, nigga, let me tell you. Wait till y'all see the next episode of Bucci Bear. If y'all really want to see Petty, the next episode of Bucci Bear, there's some other people who's catching some loose strays in the Bucci Bear. I'm not going to even say, but some other people are catching strays in the next Bucci Bear episode, which will be out in a few weeks. In the next Bucci Bear episode, it's some other people catching strays in there too that y'all will see. But anyway, let me stop. Oh, God. Anyway, y'all, let me get out of here, man. Much respect to the family. Papiakute and Lola Vuve to the family. Y'all be good.